You know, I was pleased the way we scrapped and fought, and the grit that we showed coming down here. It's not an easy place to play, not an easy place to win, obviously. We couldn't stop them. We didn't stop them. And, the defensive score really made me feel like we were going to win it. You know, I thought with the defensive score, we'd win the game. They came down. I wasn't going to help them with their touchdown to tie it. And then with 36 seconds left on the clock, you know, we don't get a first down. We punt the ball. They should have had the ball with 5 seconds to go. Where the coverage is, I don't know. I'd have to look. You know, we're obviously going to shore up our protection there. And he runs it back. I don't know what he ran it back, 20 yards. And, you know, we thought the knee was down. At least that's what the word was coming down upstairs. We thought the knee was down prior to the face mask penalty. But they had plenty of time to look at it, as the referee said, and they did not think to see it the same way. I thought offensively we did an awful lot of good things. Lots of people contributed. A lot went into this game. We knew the quality of the team that we were playing against, and we knew on the road this would be a great test for us going forward. We're in the NFC. We're playing against a team that was a hot team at that point in time. And we did an awful lot of good things to win, quite frankly, but not enough, obviously, in the end. I don't know, because I never could get a word out of them the whole game. They had their backs to me, and they were huddled, the officials, and I didn't even know what the penalty was. And then they were going back the other way. And they turned around and obviously went our way. And then I took the time out because I wanted them to look at it. And what the referee said, he was right. I mean, he said, look, I stalled as long as I could, waiting for them to take a look upstairs, and they don't seem to have found anything wrong with the play. So, but that's why I took that time out at the end, was just to give them a chance to go ahead and look again.
Did you want the punt to go out of bounds in that position?
Not necessarily, but we kicked it in such a way that we should have had better coverage. Right, on the drive there, yeah. I don't know what they announced. I don't know what they announced because I couldn't hear anything. So I don't know what that was all about. You guys are raising a good question. Quite frankly, I didn't get a lot of information today from anybody, but that's my problem. Find the words. Frustrating, you know. You want to explode, but why? You know, that's not going to help. So you're trying to figure out how you can help. Guys are going in and out, down and out. And we just – a couple of times we had some pass rush pressure on him. And he did throw it to where I thought maybe we would have a chance to have an interception a time or two. But he's very accurate. There's no doubt about it. He's an outstanding player. He has been for a long time. He's got an excellent complement. Because it's not as easy as you say, punt it out of bounds. You know, we punted it for distance. We got some distance. They would have had 5 seconds left had we covered it. It would have been beyond midfield. They would have had one play. That was all fine. Didn't expect the guy to run the punt back. And then, of course, I didn't expect the penalty. Both. Yeah, both. I mean, he gets the ball out of his hand. And they did. They have had some sacks. They had 18 sacks going in, but still, he gets rid of the ball quickly. No matter what it is, offense, defense, special teams, it hurts to lose. And you know, we did pretty much everything we could do on one side of the ball. We also got a defensive touchdown, and it should have been enough. It wasn't enough.
What do you consider the defense? Was it a breakdown? Were you outmatched?
That's
why
We didn't cover them the way that we expected to. We made some mistakes in coverage. We didn't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He pretty much made, you know, decisions over the ball as to and analyzing what we were doing, and he got the ball out quickly. Yeah. I did, but I didn't want to give it to him in midfield either, you know. If I had it over after the play, I would have done it the other way around, you know. So, and then I didn't expect him to punt the ball in the end zone either. I wanted to put, you know, stop him inside the 10, but he punts the ball in the end zone. So after the ball goes in the end zone, I look in the mirror and I say, you might as well have gone for it. So. No, not at all. At that point in time, that's what they were going to do. No doubt about that. That was no decision either. No. Well, I felt we were having a lot of trouble. You know, I'm not going to give you a lot of adjectives to describe the way I feel about not stopping them. You're just going to have to live with the fact that we didn't do a good enough job. We didn't stop them enough. We got the lead in the game. We should have won the game. We didn't win the game. The last question was an hour and a half ago. I don't have any information. He had some spasm in a muscle area, shoulder, neck area, and so they held him.